Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
World is flooding down in Texas.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me, little Stevie Ray Vaughan, bringing us back the late, great SRV. And it's 43 after 17 till, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. Kathy is a social media expert extraordinaire, and we were just talking about Google and their designs on capturing some of the online travel business. You know, Kathy, thanks again, by the way, for hanging out with us. KathyPerry.com, by the way, folks. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. And Kathy, one of the things that's interesting about what Google was doing, just to wrap that up a little bit, is you know, today, well, let me back up. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, if somebody said your business is going to be disrupted in the next year, and they said, if you know, where do you think it's going to come from? Well, you'd look around at other players in your industry.
Right.
Today, there's no way to know where the disruptor is going to come from.
No.
And I don't even mean a new player in your industry. I mean a different industry.
Right. Well, you know, Amazon did that. Amazon's doing that every day.
They're disrupting a lot of folks. They're having a big impact on Main Street right now.
They really are. They really are. So, you know, we really never know. Every business has to really focus on, you know, how do I become more efficient? How can I stay ahead of the curve? What can I do? You know, I mean,
and see, Kathy, this is why I think, this is why I wrote my new book, The Age of the Customer, and why I focus so much on relevance. Because look at what happens when you go to Amazon or Google. Google has the same thing. If you're looking for a certain product on either, and you go to either one of those sites where they aggregate prices, you're going to find 130 products, and there may not be 5% difference in the pricing between the top one and the bottom one.
That's right.
So how do you choose?
So
that means competitiveness is table stakes. It's a commodity, right?
Yeah.
So
that's why
captures your attention?
That relationship.
What captures your attention? Right. So if you're trying to buy a certain kind of cheese, and you go to one of these sites, and they say, "Yeah, we sell cheese. It's $5. You know, free shipping." And then they go to your cheese website, and you say, "Yes, we sell cheese. $5, free shipping. Would you like to watch a video of how we make it?" That is relevance, Kathy.
Absolutely.
And guess where I'm buying my cheese from?
You want to watch them make it.
I do. And a lot of people will, won't they?
Absolutely.
And it doesn't have to be video either, does it? I mean, I'm not trying to sell videos. I'm just saying that's just the way it works. And
it's all about engagement. And,
that's right.
You know, and I think that's, you know, a big part of what you share in your new book. That you know, people, small businesses have to be aware of all of these different ways to engage.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's and the one thing that I really like to say over and over again to people is in the age of the customer, contribute first, contract second.
Yeah.
Give them something first. It's the old. What's the ice cream place years ago? What was that?
You know, where they give
you say again?
The free sample.
Yeah, they give you the little white spoon. Remember that little white spoon?
Yes.
Whatever.
Well, they called it also the puppy dog approach.
There you go. You know? It's called the puppy dog close. That's exactly right.
Give them the puppy. And
take it home. Exactly. Yeah. That's all that. So what's LinkedIn up to?
Well, LinkedIn has added volunteer opportunities, a whole new volunteer marketplace now. And, you know, they've always kind of had, they've been capturing, you know, interest, like volunteer interest for a long time. But they've decided now to have this whole new arena for the job search in the nonprofit sector and volunteer sector. But the interesting thing about LinkedIn is that they don't make it a part of, you know, where you're in your profile and you click on a link. You actually have to go to a whole separate website.
Hmm.
So there's two different web addresses available. So I want to make sure your listeners knew about that.
Okay.
You go to volunteer.linkedin.com.
Volunteer.linkedin.com. Go ahead.
Or nonprofit.linkedin.com.
Nonprofit.linkedin.com. Go ahead.
Right. So
and what do they find when
know,
they get
they,
there?
Then what they're going to find then is the area that shows those listings and all of those.
This is places where you can volunteer if you have time and you want is it going to find you local places to volunteer?
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be the same type of search functionality as within their job search.
Right.
But now LinkedIn is charging for these ads, but a lot less. So businesses can actually, or organizations can put in their job postings.
And so they're charging nonprofits for the link, but they're giving them a nonprofit discount.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
They are. Yep.
You know, and that'd be something somebody could donate to a nonprofit. Donate some money to run an ad campaign.
Absolutely.
That'd be a good one. Well, good for LinkedIn for that. We're going to give LinkedIn 3 stars for that one.
That's good.
All right, we'll come back. We're going to talk about Facebook. What are they up to these days? You know they're up to something. They're always up to something. Kathy Perry and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.